2 years ago today, a gunman opened fire inside Sandy Hook Elementary School in Newtown, Connecticut. He killed 26 people. 20 of them were first graders. 6-year-old Anna Green was among the children who died that day. Her father, Jimmy Green, is a jazz saxophonist, and he recently recorded an album called Beautiful Life, dedicated to his daughter's memory. This story was reported by Craig Lamolt of member station WSHU, and it first aired last month when Jimmy Green's album came out. We play it again today to remember all those who died at Sandy Hook.
The first song on Jimmy Green's new album is an arrangement of Come Thou Almighty King. The hymn was in a piano book that Green's son Isaiah was learning.
And he would be practicing at home, and in the book they included the lyrics as well. My daughter, who always loved to be around my son when he was practicing, she would be around the piano and she sung the lyrics while he was playing.
Months after Anna was killed in Newtown, Green says he didn't have the strength or desire to think about music.
But I felt increasingly less and less like myself, and I needed to get back to some sense of structure and routine, and to some sense of getting back to what I do. Because when there's not an accurate way to express my emotion or my struggle or my trauma, there's music. It's helpful in that way. It's akin to talking it out with someone.
Green wrote the song Seventh Candle around the time the family should have been celebrating Anna's seventh birthday. After news of Green's loss spread, record producer and music publisher Norman Chesky called and offered a studio and all of the labor for recording an album completely free, and Green could have full ownership of the results.
He's a very talented composer, and I just figured that it would be a good way for him to pay tribute to his daughter, and also, as an artist, this would be a great way for him to express himself. And I just thought that maybe something positive could come out of this tragedy.
That offer helped focus Green on composing this album, his first to include lyrics. He says writing them was the hardest part.
Sitting in my basement, where I have my work area, by myself, and writing the songs and writing the lyrics, there was a lot of tears, there was a lot of anguish.
Had a way about her.
She had a way of knowing if you needed a hug. She had a way of just communicating her love for everyone around her. When I'd go to kiss her cheek, if she was leaving the house or if I was going somewhere, she would step back and she would pucker up. Like, she wanted to kiss. She wanted to do the kissing. Like, she didn't want to be the one accepting the kiss. She wanted to be the one giving it.
We'll miss her smile.
Green says that lesson is love your neighbor.
She showed love to you know, everybody she came in contact with.
Some of the children Anna loved are featured on the album. They're part of a children's choir made up of classmates of Anna and her older brother when they lived in Canada before the family moved to Newtown. Green says some of Anna's friends were crying too hard to sing.
They just missed her. They missed their friend. And it was tough to be in the room while they were singing these lyrics that I'd written.
There are some up-tempo songs on the album. Green says his daughter liked to dance. But one of her favorite songs was Maybe from the musical Annie.
She would sing it a lot in the car as we were driving. And just the feeling of her singing the melody just by herself is something I wanted to capture on the album. And I recorded it essentially just the melody, me playing it on soprano saxophone, which is the closest thing I can play to my little girl's voice.
Proceeds from the album will support the Artist Collective, a music program for at-risk youth in Hartford, Connecticut, where Jimmy Green learned to play. And they'll support a program in Anna's name that's developing school curricula on empathy and training on topics like violence prevention and trauma recovery.
The last lyrics you hear on the album are remember me, over and over again. I want Anna to be remembered. I want what happened here to be remembered so that we do something.
For NPR News, I'm Craig LaMolt.